This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys is spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, a lot happening, a lot for you to engage with, if you would. And you really do need to get involved. You do need to get engaged with this. Because it's the ideas going back and forth. It's the things that we're talking about on a regular basis. And your response, well, other people's responses, not just yours. And those responses, you know, it kind of helps you understand where people are coming from. Kind of helps you understand, you know, how people got to the conclusion they came to. And you might find out that they're not idiots. They actually really think these things through. They just come up a different place than you do. Good, bad, or indifferent, I'm just saying that that's exactly what happens. You find out that maybe they were missing a piece of information. Maybe you're missing a piece of information, and you don't even know it. That's why I'm okay. You know, some of you have said, why do you go down to CNN? Well, what are you going to do, let them get away with it? I mean, that's how I look at it. You're going to let them get away with it? I don't care. So we're clear. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. We already know this, right? So somebody has to go down there and push back. Somebody has to make them think. I told you, last time I was there, I had made a comment that the commentator, when the lights went off, said, I wasn't aware of that. I didn't know that. So how do you say in full clarity, because one of the things he said was, this is an unprecedented intrusion by the Russians into our elections. Really? What about Ted Kennedy? When he actually got with the Russians and tried to get them to engage, and we don't know if they did anything at all. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't, I don't know. But he tried to get them to engage in taking out Ronald Reagan. He was going to give them all the information they needed, and he was going to work a deal out with them afterward. No investigation. No charges, no anything. Talk about collusion, you had it right there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to talk to David Fisher right after the break. And, you know, I love David's, again, some of it's dry, I get it, but it doesn't have to be. Just listen with an open mind. He knows what he's talking about. He knows what he's doing. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged and part of the process, whether you believe it or not. You know. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. See what I'm saying? You see what happens? That's what happens when you have too many children. Seriously. You need a social justice warrior degree? That's right. No, this is true stuff. This is real stuff. There's a college now that will offer you a degree in social, give you a master's for a degree in social justice. God. And the school, it's a Catholic school in Detroit. Now, Detroit's got enough trouble already, right? So Mary Grove College, a Catholic graduate institute in Detroit, is now offering students a chance to earn a master's degree in social justice. What does that look like? I'd love to get a hold of a syllabus. Would you? According to the program's webpage, the graduate program is ideal for those interested in learning and promoting social justice. If you want to promote change, you want to become a scholar in activism, we've got the degree for you. You realize the only place you're going to use that and get paid for it is another left-leaning loon college, right? Through various courses offered by the program, students will get a chance to learn about concepts such as corporate power, white privilege, psychology and social justice, and so much more. Among the courses that count towards a Master's of Arts in Social Justice degree are Justice in U.S. Economic Structures, Religion and Justice, Conflict and Confluence, and Organizing for Social Change, and so much more, coming from a Catholic college. Examination of race and racism will be presented by the from the lenses of colonialism, post-traumatic slavery syndrome, and the dysfunctional side of white privilege. God, doesn't this make you sick? Your tax dollars are paying for this. I want to know what the white privilege is. I want to know what it means. I told you, I don't know if I told you this story, but I caught somebody off guard this week who sat there and wanted to talk about my white privilege. Tell me, yeah, you know what it's like, that white privilege. Yeah, of course I do. I know. Is that when you hang your laundry outside of the line across the street? I mean, a real street. Not a made-up street, not one I made up in my mind, but actually hung laundry across the street from fire escape to fire escape, like you see the old-fashioned movies. Is that my white privilege? Maybe my white privilege was, you know, if you know the streets of Boston, the older streets in the back, they were cow paths. They put cobblestone down, then they put tar over them, and then some bonehead decided he was going to put some kind of tar over the street, you know, asphalt. And then in the wintertime, when the asphalt froze and came up in chunks, which is how you lost a lot of tires back there, you'd see the cobblestone under it. I mean, the cobblestone actually held up better than the tar did, for God's sakes. That was my white privilege. I love it. But you know what? I wouldn't give up my childhood for the world, because it taught me how to work. It taught me how to be respectful. And it taught me I could get out of any situation. And not because I was white, although I wasn't considered white by the whites, but because I was in America. David Fisher joins us after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, I always joke about that song. And I just, every time it plays, I just keep thinking about a young kid sitting there spinning a 45 really fast. If you don't know what a 45 is, maybe you're listening to the wrong show. I don't know. Anyway, you know how it is. I love what David Fisher's on with us. I really do. I appreciate his time. And I appreciate his wisdom and his honesty and the information that he has for us. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. I always appreciate the time when he's on. He's, you know, plain simple English. That's the big thing for me when it comes to finances. Don't speak over my head. Don't speak finances. Speak English. That's what I understand. Anyway, always a pleasure to have him with me, David Fisher. You know, David, the market's been up and down. I would imagine part of it is because of, you know, President Trump over in the international world and some of the deals going on with China and North Korea. It's just sending this thing all over the place. Is this thing ever going to settle down? I mean, what is going on?
No, it's not going to settle down for a while. It's going to, you know, it's going to take some time to hammer out. You know, President Trump has campaigned on several agendas on making America great, and in doing so, you're going to have volatile markets. We didn't have it so much last year because he was working on some budget things, and now those are done, and we got a tax bill through. Now he's off to, you know, working on trade agreements, and because of that, that shakes up the world. So Monday, you know, first of all, we've been having some volatile markets because this tariffs, the tit for tat, have been going back and forth between the United States and China, and they've been trying to come to some agreement, but they've been putting their heels in the mud. Well, as a result of that, we came to the cliff, and we backed away from that. On Sunday, our Secretary of Treasury, Steve Mnuchin, said 8 simple words: "We are putting the trade war on hold," which calmed, you know, investors. So Monday, when the market opened up, it opened up a couple hundred points because we agreed that we're going to not put into effect tariffs on China, representing about $150 billion in the steel, aluminum industry, and also other Chinese imports. And China put a handout and said, okay, because of that, we're going to lift the $50 billion in the soybean industry, which is great for U.S. farmers. And the other thing that China made as a gesture of goodwill, they said that we're going to increase our purchases of U.S. goods and services. However, though, they didn't mention, Joe, a dollar amount or a time frame. So it could be some hollow promises there. We got to the cliff and we backed away. That caused some confidence and the market went up.
Yeah,
it only lasted a couple of days, though.
Well, it seems like, you know, you get a couple of good days, a couple of bad days. There's no consistency happening. It's probably making the lesser knowledgeable trader, you know, very nervous right now. I mean, I don't know. I don't know enough to know what I don't know. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean,
even the knowledgeable trader is having a hard time in this market, unless we have huge, you know, several hundreds of point swings, and they can pick up while the market's doing that. But, you know, the surprises are coming. Like, nobody knew that Steve Mnuchin was going to say what he said Sunday. So traders had to. So the overnight markets, most traders cannot get involved in trading the market overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And so they couldn't take advantage of the Dow jumping a couple hundred points right at the opening. So this is a big boys market right now, because the Dow, using just that as an example, is trading in a small trading range from 23,400 points to 25,900 points, a 1,600 point swing up and down. It's been doing that since January. So it's based upon good news, bad news. And, you know, it's once it breaks out of that trend, that trough that it's stuck in, upwards or downwards, then it's going to rally one way or the other, either up or down. But, you know, the economy's growing. It's not as growing as much as President Trump wanted it to. Last quarter grew 2.3%, but unemployment hit a 3.9%, which is good. But so we have some headwinds happening. You know, I don't know if you heard the news, but New York is having $5 a gallon gas right now.
Whoa. Well, listen, we have almost $4 a gallon gas in California. Wow. And they're talking about raising tax again, although they can't get away with doing it on the gas, right? Now what they're going to do is they're going to do it on mileage. So you're going to have to start writing down your mileage and paying for that on top of it. I don't know. You know, they say over a dollar. We now pay close to or just over a dollar in taxes alone per gallon of gas. I mean, I want you to think about that.
Well, they got to tax us somewhere because we have a huge debt going on. It's just ever growing. But crude oil is up 16% in the last 3 months, trading at $72 and change. It was yesterday. It's down a little bit today, 71, in the mid 71s. The dollar index, which is, you know, oil is traded in dollars. Dollars at 94, which, put into perspective, 78 is the low, 102 is the high. But in the short term, 90 is the low, and about 90 6 is the high. So we're approaching a higher dollar index level in the short term here. We could probably see a third quarter the dollar go down and oil continue to go up. Some, in fact, there was a guy that called the bottom of oil today, or excuse me, a few months ago on Fox News. The day that he was on Fox News, he says this is the bottom of the short-term movement in oil. And today, the same guy was on Fox News calling for $100 barrel in oil. He didn't say the timeline. He says it could happen. $80 a barrel that could happen this year, but $100 is not out of the question, but that's probably going to be closer to 2 years. So, you know, we're going to have higher prices in oil. That's not going to be good for stocks, you know, and it shows inflationary, which means the Fed's going to continue on the path of raising rates.
Yeah, Tesla will love it, but other than that, look, in about a minute, we got to go for a break, but I do want to talk about other markets, other investments. You know, you got gold, silver, oil. As I joke with you on a regular basis, you know, planting money in the backyard in your coffee can. People have got to have options. And I think it was funny. I was talking to a guy the other day about, you know, stocks and investments. He says, look, I don't make a lot of money. I don't know what to do with it. I said, when do you actually sit down with a finance person? Do you sit down when you're 7.5 days away from retiring? You should do it when you're young, right? I mean, in a minute.
Well, you have to make a plan, otherwise you're going to plan to fail. So, yeah. You know, strategy is everything.
You know, David will be back with us in a minute here, right after the break. But the roller coaster ride is a big deal. You need to be paying attention to what's going on. If you've got stocks and bonds, don't do knee jerks. Really, just don't do knee jerks. Just make sure that you've got a good broker that you trust, and if you've got gold or if you got some, if you need some coffee cans, I can send you some. But there's nothing wrong with burying some of the dollars in the backyard. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. David Fisher will join us again right after the break. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with Pro Max Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Let's get back at it. You got any money? If you don't have any money, well, take a listen. Maybe you'll get some money. Maybe you'll learn how to keep your money. How's that? That's even better, don't you think? David Fisher joins me, as he does every week, kind of give us a plain, simple English look at, you know, what's going on in the finance world. Not just stocks and bonds, but, you know, what's going on in the international world that affects your money, what's going on with the money you've buried in the backyard, what's going on. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of ways to secure and make money. David, thanks so much for being with me today.
I like simple English. I don't think I can speak Chinese, so we'll just stick with the English.
At the way things are going, we may have to learn it anyway. So, look at you. You've always talked about you know, a fourfold approach, right? You talk about stocks and bonds, real estate, burying money in the backyard, and precious metals. And you know, people just don't get how all that comes together. You know, you look at the price of gold, for instance. I don't know where that is today, about $1,300 to $1,400 an ounce or something like that. I'm probably off. I usually am when it comes to that stuff. But go ahead.
$1,292.
All right. See, hey, it was close. You know, I'm close enough for government work anyway. So yeah. There's a lot of times you can jump into these things without actually, you know, buying a whole ounce, or you got to decide what you're trying to do, right? I mean, some people buy gold for an investment. That's not the thing to do. So explain to us less informed peoples.
Well, it is, gold is an investment, and clearly is also a hedge against currency and a hedge against the unknown. It serves more than one facet. A lot of people pass down wealth using gold. It's a private asset. It's not like a stock, a bond, or real estate that social security numbers are tied to it. And I'm not telling people to avoid taxes or anything like that. But there's a lot of reasons why people do invest in gold. It's not just one level. It's multifaceted. And it does, you know, like right now in the markets, not just gold, there's just a lot of uncertainty. We're at crossroads in many markets. And that's why you're seeing the volatile markets. That's why gold is up some days and gold is down some days. Same with stocks, same with bonds. It's that we're moving into a very uncertain time. And I don't think we're going to be out of that uncertain time for a couple of years. I think things are not going to get better a whole bunch. I think there's going to be certain things that will shine during certain quarters of the year. But I think we're going to hit the wall here in a couple of years because of servicing the debt and the interest rate. That's when you're going to want to make sure that you want to have some gold, because when we hit the wall before, I'm talking about not just a market correction, I'm talking about a financial challenge, a crisis. We're headed towards one unless our country leaders address it. And they're not addressing it. It's pedal to the metal. It's spend, 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 and create a lot of treasuries. So they're doing everything that is just the opposite direction of addressing it, which makes the problem even bigger. So last crisis, stocks obviously went down 40 to 45% for the most. Real estate did about the same. Cash was king, and people needed cash to pay their bills to live off of. And gold went on the first year went up 50%, offset the losses in stocks and real estate. And when I'm on a multi-year run, we're doubled in less than 2.5 years. So gold served its purpose. It's there to hedge against crises. It's another tool in a portfolio that diversifies it. Should you have all your money into gold? Absolutely not. Just like you should not have all your money in real estate or all your money in stocks. But diversification is a key element. Unfortunately, Wall Street doesn't think so. But, you know, Wall Street, we learned it real well. And people said in 2008 and 9, I'll never go through this again. Well, it's coming again, unfortunately, especially since they're heading this way, not just through government, but through passing laws that happened just recently, here this week, yesterday, that is confirms we are going the same direction we did in 2007. And it's unfortunate we haven't learned this, but so you got to become your own banker, in essence. You got to prepare, and you got to diversify. Now is the time you want to diversify when markets, the whole added low sell high. If gold has gone through a pullback, and we have a discount that goes on also in addition to this in summer months, typically, take advantage of it. So you want to diversify when the market is calm and not raging. Unfortunately, Americans want to wait till the thing is ragingly clear and buy at the top of a market.
Yeah, we're a very reactionary group, aren't we? I mean, seriously. same thing. Look, we joke about it. You and I have talked about this a million times. So there's nothing new here. But you know, you talk about Bitcoin, for instance. You know, everybody was all excited, and you got to buy, you got to jump in, you got to this. All this thing's going to hit $1 million a coin, and I just thank God for guys like you around me. They're going, okay, you know what? Yeah, maybe it's not going away, but it's not going to $1 million a coin either. And people jumped on that bandwagon, and now there's a lot of moaning and groaning going on, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of moaning and groaning. Bitcoin is down again. You know, it's not going away, but it's not going to be a major part of a financial portfolio. It's trading at $79.46 today in the market. So, I mean, it was almost $20,000. So, and that was just a few months ago. It became overly inflated. Now it corrected. You know, there's been bubbles. Bitcoin was in a bubble at $30. Bitcoin was in a bubble at $1,000. Bitcoin was in a bubble at $19,000. Is Bitcoin in a bubble today? I don't think so. But it's the demand. People are scared when a market drops as much as it does and it goes up as fast as it does. So you got to come back to the fundamentals and say, if I'm going to invest in something like that, you should be investing a small amount because it's highly speculative, very volatile. It has liquidity, but it's very volatile, and you're going to pay the swings of the market, and it might not work for you. It might work against you.
Yeah, again, what about cash? You know, people ask me all the time, I don't know what they're asking me for, but they, you know, they talk about precious metals again, stocks, bonds, and cash. You know, do I want to keep cash around the house? Why do I want to do that? If the dollar takes a nosedive, wouldn't I want something else? Well, the dollar's never going to be worth zero, right?
No, it's just that's a fallacy that unfortunately gets perpetuated in my industry that causes people to be scared into buying gold, saying, oh, the dollar's going to go away. The dollar's not going to go away, just like the British pound that was once the world reserve currency didn't go away. You know, Meghan and the prince got married today. They paid for their wedding in British pounds. I had some British pounds. When I went to Britain here in 2014, I used British pounds. The British pound didn't go away after the fact that it lost the world reserve. And if the dollar loses the world reserve currency, and it will eventually, but not next week, not next month, and not next year, it's going to be a timeline. And there is a process that we are going the same direction that the British pound is. But you want to have still some money in cash, because what would happen, and this sounds like I'm talking on both sides of my mouth, but this is real. They just passed portions of the Dodd-Frank Act that could cause another 2007, that repealed the portions of the Dodd-Frank Act, that could cause a whole nother 2007. But this time, we still have in the Dodd-Frank Act the seizure of your money where they can seize your bank account. If that did happen, and there's no forewarning of it. It just happens. They flip the switch. You can't get your money. You're going to want to make sure you have some money in cash outside of the system. That's all. It's an extreme measure. It's just like saying, I don't ever think my house is going to burn down, but I'm going to have house insurance, homeowner's insurance. I mean, it's required in a loan, but it's also a wise thing to do.
Right.
So you have it just in case. Is it going to happen? Probably not. I mean, I have life insurance on myself, and so does my wife. I mean, not because we're planning on dying next week, and we're very healthy people, but just in case. And that's what having cash outside of a bank, a little bit is a very broad statement, a few thousand dollars, maybe a thousand, depending on your lifestyle, how much you spend on a monthly basis, maybe a little bit more than that. But it's just a wise and prudent thing to do.
Oh, yeah, no, being out in front of something should never be something that you don't think about. I mean, I tell people all the time, what happens if friends of mine work in a construction industry? Sometimes they don't have any work for 2 or 3 days. That's a big chunk of change for those guys. Look, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, there's a lot more. I want to talk about the Petra one, where most people probably still haven't been paying attention and don't know what it is. And really, some of you, do you understand? Have you guys figured out yet that China's been working underneath or behind the scenes, if you would, to become the power? And the Petrarod is what they're using now, or trying to use now anyway. The Petrarod is what they're using now, or trying to use now, to pay for oil from the Saudis and others. And they're not supposed to. The American dollar is what's supposed to be being used. I'm Joe Messina. We'll hear more about that on the other side of the break. David Fisher will still be with us. Don't go far.
And options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hail. Baby, baby, it looks
like it's going to hail. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved in the conversation, okay? Pay attention. Take notes. If you're driving, don't be stupid. Don't take notes. You can listen later. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You know who's up. Guy I love to have with me on a regular basis. David, again, as usual, thanks for being with me. And, man, I tell you what, finances, can you see why the average person who doesn't work in this every day gets thoroughly confused and buried by, you know, the market and the gold ads and the silver ads and the oil? I mean, just crazy, right?
Well, you know, that's why you know, it's good that you have people like myself on your program to make it simple. And, you know, we can put it all in one package and you know, they can call my company and they can get, you know, free consultation, get those questions that they keep sending you that you don't have the answers to. They can get them from us and build a relationship. There's no pressure. There's no obligation. But that's, you know, there's a lot of people that do have questions and we aren't able to answer them all during the time frame that we have. So I encourage them to call our company and we can help them out.
Yeah, it's funny how people are just simply afraid. They're even afraid to ask the question because they feel they don't want to sound stupid. But I'll tell you what, when it comes to the markets, when it comes to this stuff, you can't sound stupid. Nobody's an expert at everything. You know, you're good at what you do, you know, Mr. Daily Worker, and Dave is good at what he does. So you want to head over to LandmarkGold.com. That's LandmarkGold.com if you have the information. I mean, if you want to get some more information on this. And then you can do it the old-fashioned way. Pick up the phone, which is probably the best way, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. So, David, let's, you know, you were talking during the break about a new Dodd-Frank. They didn't do away with it, but they modified it. And people are screaming that, you know, now that what they've done is they're going to allow small banks to go back to the old practices again. I don't know if I buy that, but explain it to us.
Well, yesterday the House passed a plan to roll back the banking regulations that were passed in response to the 2008 financial crisis called the Dodd-Frank Act. Now they're sending this bill to the president to sign, and more than likely he's going to sign it. The measure is nearly certain to become law. It was passed in the House by 258 to 159, and nearly all Republicans voted for it, and 33 Democrats voted for it. So the Senate did approve a bill in March with bipartisan backing, and the House approved it a year ago. Those were very aggressive bills, so they had to revise it and come to terms, and that's what they did with this bill. So what the bill, the supporters of the bill says, it provides relief for community and local banks, whether they're under Washington's regulations or not. We're referring to like credit unions, things like that. But the critics are saying it just opens the whole financial system up again to abuse and risky behavior on banks, which is what caused 2007. And they're saying it's the same thing that brought our country to its knees now can continue to do so in the future. So it's a very opinionated thing, kind of like, you know, depending on there are some good things to it. You know, I mean, there's always some good a silver lining in it, but it does put back into effect where big banks can do some of the things that they caused 2007. It does allow that to happen again, unfortunately. So I think this is the first step of many in retooling the Dodd-Frank Act. There's still some things that are just in the Dodd-Frank that I think should go away. They didn't modify the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau at all. It still has all kinds of power. They didn't take away the bail-in side of things where they can seize citizens' money. I think that should be resolved. So there's some major fundamentals. I don't know if they're ever going to address them. I hope so, but they opened themselves up for some more risk.
I'm always amazed at our government, if you would, where they go. And sometimes they have, you know, sometimes they have sneaky aspirations. Sometimes they're really trying to do the right thing, but they never go back and check this stuff out. They never go back to see, you know, what effect it's really having and what they need to do to tweak it. You know, there's many on the left right now, or many that are very suspicious, that say they're doing this stuff just to make sure they take care of their friends. And I don't know if I buy that. Give me your personal opinion on it.
Well, it's going to be there. The benefit of it is it should open up lending practices on smaller local banks and farming communities and small towns and cities, and it should spur economic growth. And that's my hope that it will do that. So there's some of the restrictions that were erroneous that went on banks because of Dodd-Frank. Some of them were good and some of them weren't. They caused no lending to happen at the level it should have happened. This bill takes that and rolls that back. So I think that's a really good part of it. Whether they're getting, you know, grease underneath the table and saying, hey, you get this for us, I'll scratch your back financially. You know, I'm sure there might be, I would hope there wouldn't be a lot of that going on, but there probably is, unfortunately. But the benefit is it should spur some economic growth.
Yeah. Last week you were talking about the debt of our country becoming even more unmanageable. It doesn't see, and I'm listening to what you've said over the last year and longer, and you look at this, and I'm saying to myself, they're really doing absolutely nothing to curb the debt. They talk about saving, and I realize every nickel helps. In this case, it's billions of nickels. But every billion helps, if you would. But it doesn't look like they're taking a serious swipe at fixing this.
If you put the budget in what you call a pie chart, Joe, it's just insane what is happening here. 23% goes to Medicare, 27% goes to Social Security, 21% goes to servicing our national debt. So every dollar you send to the government, 21 cents of that just services the debt. 10% goes to Medicare, 7% is other mandatory spending like farm subsidies, food stamps, general retirement for government employees. 5% is the deficit. So we have 6% left over for discretionary spending, a little bit towards the wall, a little bit towards this, a little bit towards that. And this is based upon a $3.3 trillion revenue stream that came in last year. Here's the kicker. They want to pass a $1 trillion spending bill. There's no gap there. I mean, so we have a 6% fudge line here, 6%, that's all, of what we can move to increase to pay that debt down, and that would bring that servicing, the debt would be down to about 13%, 15%, excuse me. We would still, 15% of the debt, of the money coming into our country would service the debt. So we're underwater. There's no, and now that they're raising rates, the servicing of the debt becomes more challenging. And now that they're creating more treasuries to service the debt, that becomes more challenging. So, but this was all done to stimulate the economy. And I said years ago, it's not going to work. It didn't work under Reagan. It's not going to work under President Trump, unfortunately. And now we're seeing the results of this. In fact, the Congressional Budget Office coming out and independent entities that are non-partisan based are all putting the numbers together and just say it's going to turn into a mess about 2 years from now when rates are much higher, about 2% higher than they are right now, and the debt will be, trillions of dollars higher, and there's the Fed has unwound their balance sheet. We're going to have a financial calamity, unfortunately. It doesn't make any sense that we're not talking about this, but you have to understand human behavior in the government. They don't talk about the debt ceiling until a week before we got to raise the debt ceiling. They wait to the 11th hour.
Listen, I'm with you. I've been watching what these guys are doing, and they really, nobody really wants to tack. I mean, I'll give, Rand Paul some credit,
yes,
because he's in there screaming, wait a minute, when are we going to actually tackle the debt numbers? Now, you only got about 2 minutes left, so I know you want to get into your white paper. I want to get into your white paper. People need to get information. I love your title. Time is up. Which bubble will burst first to trigger the coming great deflate? I just pictured this big balloon just crumpling down to nothing. Tell us about it.
Well, it talks about different bubbles that are forming, and we've talked a little bit about maybe crude oil is forming a bubble. I don't know. That's not in the report, but that there's different things that once they pop, it starts to cause a chain reaction and pop another bubble that's a little bit bigger. One or two bubbles away from popping, that causes a huge financial change in our environment, and that environment would not be a positive one. So this is why we say get the facts. Get this white paper. There's 24 major things in this white paper that talks about how China has set up their currency. Another thing happened that's not even in the white paper we're going to talk about next week on your program, that London is doing the metal exchange. That's very historical for China. And it is happening. Things I've been saying is happening is now being confirmed in the news media on major levels as happening. So get the facts. Call our company. Go to our website. Learn what's happening. Wisdom and knowledge is power.
You got to use your brains. You really just have to use your brains with all this. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Check them out. Check them out. Yeah, LandmarkGold.com, LandmarkGold.com. You really do want to check them out. You really want to do get some information before you go ahead and do anything stupid, before you get involved in this. And look, there's other people out there that have used his services. I wish I could put up a little, a chat room or whatever just for him alone and say, he'll do you right. You know, bottom line, he'll do you right. So, anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, write this down. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Coming up in the next hour. Don't go far.